Hi, this is Nathan. Before we get to the episode, I want to invite you to join me on an incredible adventure this November of 2024. I am taking a small group of believers to Turkey, what the New Testament called Asia Minor, for a 12-day Bible study tour of the early church. We'll be studying the book of Acts and many of the epistles on location as we visit ancient cities like Ephesus, Laodicea, Hierapolis, Antioch, Pergamum, and many more. If you are interested in joining me this November for a once-in-a-lifetime adventure as we study where much of the New Testament and early church took place, you can learn more by going to deeperchristian.com/Turkey. And if you're interested, don't delay. Spots are limited and on a first-come, first-served basis, and a $100 discount is available if you register before May 27th. I do hope you can join me. And again, more information is available at deeperchristian.com/Turkey. Now, here's the episode. Welcome to episode 323 of the Deeper Christian Podcast. This is the podcast to help you study God's Word, know Jesus intimately, and discover how you can build your life around Jesus Christ. I'm Nathan Johnson, and in today's episode, I want to invite you to join Stephen Manley and I at an upcoming conference. Let's dive in. If you've been a part of this podcast for any length of time, you've likely heard me talk about Stephen Manley. Stephen is just a dear friend and mentor of mine that I got to travel with 19 years ago. Stephen was an itinerant evangelist, and he's been traveling around the country and world for over 50 years proclaiming the gospel. Well, one of the things that I get to do every June is go out to Tennessee and join him in a conference called Training Camp. Originally, it was a conference to train up interns that would be traveling with Stephen or some of the other evangelists, and over the years, it just became a rich conference to seek the Lord. Well, it is one of my favorite times of the year, one, just because I get to hang out with Stephen, but I love getting into the Word with a group of people who are desirous for Jesus Christ. Now, one of the things I love about Stephen is Stephen was the guy who really stirred my heart toward Christ and God's Word. When I traveled with him back in 2005, God just totally revolutionized my life and truly just gave me a deep hunger and passion and obsession for him. And Stephen really was a catalyst driving me to Jesus Christ. And part of it is because Stephen is just one of those guys who has an amazing understanding of God's Word and a great way to communicate it. He's very gripping. He's very stirring in his communication style. In fact, I've played several of his messages here on the podcast. Most recently, episodes 290 and 291, I played two of my favorite sermons of all time, which just happened to be Stephen's. One called Obsessed and the other one called The Unasked Question, or more frequently called The Blue Sermon. And if you're not listening to those, I would highly encourage you to go back and listen to those particular sermons. I'll put a link for those in the show notes. But all that being said is, I would love for you to consider joining me out in Lebanon, Tennessee, just right outside of Nashville, this early June, June 3rd through the 9th, as we just get into the Word together and seek Jesus Christ. Throughout the week in the mornings, we have teaching sessions. So there's usually 3-hour-long teaching sessions in the morning, and then we break. And then in the evening, we come back together for back-to-back preaching, where there are two preachers preaching back-to-back. Now, Stephen and I do the bulk of the preaching, but we also have just a group of friends that we gather together who come in and communicate the gospel. And my favorite thing about training camp is that it's free. In other words, everyone's kind of responsible for their own housing and food, but the conference itself is free. If that isn't of interest to you, I'll put a link for this down in the show notes where you can get more information about this upcoming training camp in early June. I'd love to see you there in person again as we get into God's Word and truly seek the heart of Jesus Christ. And I just thought it'd be fun as a way to end this particular episode, not just with an invitation to join Stephen and I at this conference, but I wanted to play an old, what used to be called a Braveheart of Thought, where we take a message and kind of shrink it down into like a nugget, about like a 5-minute nugget, and then we put some music behind it. This was back in the day of early Ellerslie. And one of the messages that I did was Stephen's Obsessed message. Again, it's one of my all-time favorite messages. I encourage you to listen to the whole thing, but I just wanted to play you this little excerpt or this little nugget, this thought from Stephen Manley's Obsessed. Again, you can find more information about training camp and how you can attend by looking at the show notes or by visiting deeperchristian.com/323 for episode 323. Now, without further ado, here is Stephen Manley's brave-hearted thought taken from the message, Obsessed.
Do you understand that in Christianity, the relationship between the Father and Jesus is the pattern for the kind of relationship you and I are to have with Jesus? If you could ever find out what kind of intimacy, what kind of oneness, what kind of flow that Jesus had with his Father, you would know automatically, friend, what kind of intimacy and flow and life you're going to experience 24 hours a day in Jesus. Jesus was all wrapped up in and mastered by. He had this obsession, this driving passion. He was just bugged with the Father's will. His whole life, all his energy, everything he did, where he went, what he said, every attitude, all flowed in one direction, the Father's will. He was obsessed. He says, as I'm mastered by and all wrapped up in and obsessed with the Father and his will, guess what? You're going to be all wrapped up in and mastered by Jesus and his will. As my whole heart beats for the Father, so your whole heart is going to beat for me. As I've got one driving passion, one determining factor, one high priority in my life, Jesus says, so you're going to have one driving passion, one high priority in your life. It's going to be Jesus and his will. Jesus is going to be your life. He's going to be your love. He's going to be your turn on. He's going to be your obsession. He's going to be the talk of your lips. You're going to think about him 24 hours a day. He's going to be intimately involved in everything you do. He's going to determine your evenings. He's going to determine when you get up, when you go to bed. He's going to determine where you go. He's going to determine your attitudes. He's going to be determining your business. He's going to be determining business deals. He's going to have you. He's going to determine how you conduct yourself at the school. Your whole life is going to revolve around and be mastered by Jesus. You're going to be obsessed with Christ. Preacher, there are some other things beside religion, you know. I mean, religion is nice and Christianity is fine and Jesus has his place, and certainly we want to keep the church open on Sunday, and I mean, religion is really okay and it's fine to pray before your meals, and we certainly want to be saved and go to heaven, and but there are other things than religion. You're right. But I'm sorry, friend, we can't call you a Christian. Because I have discovered, ladies and gentlemen, that Jesus is Lord of all, or he isn't Lord at all. I've come to believe, folks, that he's either your high priority or he's not even in the list. I've come to find out, folks, he'll be your turn on or he won't be. I've come to find out, folks, he'll be your obsession or he won't be there. I've come to find out, folks, he'll be your love and your loyalty, your number one, your beating heart passion, or he won't be around. I've discovered it's all out for Jesus. My dad taught me well. He said, it doesn't take much of a man to be a Christian, just takes all there is of him. But I'll tell you one thing, it's going to take all your time and all your energy and all your money, and you're going to have your whole life revolving around and dictated to by. You're going to have to be obsessed and turned on with. He will be Lord of all, or just don't count on going when he comes. Now you see, we're not talking about super Christian over against lesser Christian. We're not talking about super saint over against lesser saint. We're talking about the bare minimum of getting in. You note around here, we don't talk about lukewarm Christians, kind of Christians, maybe Christians, hope they're Christians. We don't talk about that at all because, folks, there isn't such a thing as a lukewarm Christian. They don't exist. That's like talking about dry water. There's no such thing as half Christian. You're either all out for Jesus. Well, preacher, I'm trying to be. Do you go up to an elephant, whack him on the trunk and say, are you an elephant? Well, he says, I'm trying to be. You don't try to be an elephant. You either are or you aren't. And there's only one standard for Christianity, folks, and that is all out for Jesus. I want to ask you, friend, when are you going to go all out for Jesus? When's he going to become your love? When's he going to be your turn on? When's he going to become your delight? Well, what does he demand out of you? All out for Jesus. Number one, turn on obsession, passion, burning from the heart. Can I ask you, friend, when are you going to pull out all the stops and just begin to burn for Jesus? When's he going to be your love? When is he going to be your delight? When is he going to be the excitement of your being? When is he just going to be your living experience? When are you going to go all out for Christ? You know whether Jesus is your love. You know whether he's your turn on. You know whether he's your excitement. You know whether he's your life. You know whether he's a hobby that you have. You know whether he's the God you come to on Sunday morning and tip your hat to the God to check in down at the church house. You know, friend, whether he's an overcoat that you put on in the winter and take off in the summer. You know whether he's your life. And I'm trying to tell you, friend, you're damned until he's your life. You're not gonna make it. There aren't degrees in Christianity. It's either all out for Jesus or it isn't. The issue's not good and bad. Everybody here is good. The issue is, he's not been all out.